Welcome to Mysteries, Myths, and Legends. I'm Taylor.
I'm Savannah.
Welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy December.
Yes, December. I am feeling the holiday vibes already.
Yeah, like, are you? Mm-hmm. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I don't really love Christmas, but my house is very decorated for Christmas, so it's making me a little happier. The lights and all, you know?
I know. I'm really decorated right now, too. We actually went and got a Christmas tree over the weekend.
Ooh, a real one?
So, mm-hmm.
Nice. And does it smell good?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my gosh. When we brought it in, the whole house just smelled like pine.
I just love that so much.
Yeah, like, I think it's calmed down a little bit now, but it's still just, it's the best part of it, you know?
Truly. Or maybe your nose is just used to the pine smell now.
True. Yeah, that could definitely be it. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I was helping Dina move in her real tree a couple days ago, and hers suspiciously did not smell much like a real tree. And I was like, is this a real tree? I mean, I had sap all over my hands, so I know it was, but, like, it was not giving pine.
Right.
So that's unfortunate. My family, we do a fake tree just because real trees are so messy, dude.
I mean,
those little green pieces go everywhere.
They are. We definitely had to clean up a lot of those. And yeah. You know,
and
this
expensive.
Is well, yeah. It was actually, see, we didn't go to one of those tree lots like that get set up this time of year. We went to Food Lion.
Oh, interesting.
So, because, like, random grocery stores and, like, Lowe's hardware and stuff, like, stores like that have trees this time of year that are cheaper.
I got mine,
and I also had a $10 off coupon.
Period. Extreme couponer Savannah over there.
I got it for $50, which is still kind of a lot, but
definitely.
It's good for a tree.
Definitely. Yeah. I've heard of ones going for, like, $150.
I know. Lowest. Yeah, it's crazy. So, it's crazy.
That's literally insane.
My dad was telling me, because he was helping me get it, since, you know, I needed his truck for the tree.
Of
I wasn't going to fit a tree in my car, my little Corolla.
No.
But he was telling me, he's like, yeah, I remember when trees, like the high-end trees were like $50, and like you could get one for like 20.
Exactly. Yeah. I was like, I remember being shocked, like, at a $75 tree.
Yes. Yeah. And they've gone up a lot.
Yeah. Just ridiculous. Just
inflation.
Ridiculous. Yeah, for
inflation.
Real. And I'm excited because in a couple weeks, I'm taking my niece to meet Santa Claus.
Oh, my gosh.
So that'll be either really fun or really bad, depending on if she's scared. I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
Did she go last year, and was she scared last year?
So, yeah, she's been every year. She's 3, and it's been a mix and match. So sometimes she is scared, sometimes she's not. So, you know, I really don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. This year actually is Parm's first Christmas.
Parm,
my cat.
Oh my goodness.
She has been really intrigued by the tree.
Oh no.
She has been wanting to kind of jump on it, but she hasn't actually jumped on it, but like she looks like she's about to. You know what I mean?
I do.
And because she's like, she'll tap on the branches and be like, is this heavy and like sturdy enough to hold,
like,
me
will
if I jump
this hold me the yeah. answer is no, Parm, if you're listening.
Yes.
Don't do it.
Yeah, so she hasn't done it yet, and I really, fingers crossed, like, I hope she doesn't.
Yeah.
And we haven't decorated the tree yet or anything, so once the ornaments are on and stuff, I'm scared for that too.
That's worse.
But
yeah.
Actually, yeah, this weekend I'm having a little party. I invited my family to come over and help me decorate the tree, so
cute.
We're having a tree trimming party.
Love that. That's very cute. My parents decorated my tree without me, but that's okay.
Lame.
Well, I told them they could, so you know.
Oh, well,
it's fine.
Yeah, because you're a Grinch.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Wait, fun fact. I did actually get a tree. And do you know what tree I got? The Grinch tree from Trader Joe's.
No way.
Yes, I
really?
Did. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. I'll send you a picture of it.
I did see those actually at Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I felt that one was right for me.
I love it. Yeah.
You know?
Does it have like the one ornament?
It sure does, right at the top.
Wow.
I'll have to post a picture of it. It's actually really cute. And it's like real. I thought it was going to be fake. It's a real tree. Yeah. And we're going to plant it. And maybe we'll just have a real Christmas tree that I planted myself next year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't have a green thumb. If anything, I would say I have a black thumb. So it might not work out for me. But
yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
But one more thing before we get started. Over the weekend, I can't say too much because I don't want to get in legal trouble. Okay.
But legal trouble? What? Know,
over the weekend, though, I went and visited Wilmington, and I went to one of my favorite places in the whole wide world in Wilmington. And it just so happened that while I was there at my favorite place in the world, they were filming the new season of Outer Banks. And wow. I did not know that was going to be happening. And I got to see the Pogue van IRL.
Wow.
And it was so cool.
We love that.
It was amazing. It was so cool. And I saw all of them like from very far distance, all on the beach filming. And I was like, I just want to know all the secrets.
I know. I'm excited indeed. For the next season.
Me too. Me too. I did actually get a casting call to be in it. And that's very unfortunate for me that I couldn't do it. It already passed, so unfortunately for me, but next time, you know.
But
so other than that, if you want to go ahead and get on into your story, Savannah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, yes, let's get into it. I, of course, have a holiday-themed story to tell you.
Love that.
So, this is the legend of the Calicamp Zari.
Mm-hmm, okay. Definitely not heard of that before.
Or actually, sorry, I think I might have mispronounced that. I'm like, it's a Greek word, I believe, so it's like... I actually even spelled out like the phonetics for myself, but I even
and you
I
still think, okay. It. It's okay.
Calicant Zoroi. Calicant Zoroi.
Mm-hmm. That's tough. Can't lie.
That is
Calicant Zoroi?
Yeah, the Calicant Zoroi. So that's the plural for these creatures. So if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So the Calicant Zoroi, these are creatures that are part of Southeast European and Anatolian folklore. And so, like, they have, there's folklore on these creatures in Greece, Bulgaria, Turkey, Serbia, Albania, Bosnia, Cyprus. All of them, they have stories of these or similar creatures. So... the Calicant Zoroi, they are speculated to be derived from the word, in Greek, kalos kentaurios, which means, beautiful centaur.
A centaur?
Which is interesting. See, but they're not really centaurs. I'll get to it. It also could have come from the Turkish kara kondolos, meaning werewolf and vampire.
Oh.
So it's like these words that mean other mythical creatures that were turned into this new word.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So it's a little history there. The word in Greek is also used to describe leprechauns and gnomes and goblins. So they're sort of all in the same category.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I did say... You know, you got excited when I said centaur, but they're going to be more like leprechauns and gnomes and goblins.
Well, okay. I was excited for a centaur, but I'm still excited for some goblins and gnomes.
Yeah, they're going to be more on that note.
Centaurs in the future, though? ? Yes.
Yeah, honestly. Have we even covered anything about centaurs?
No, I don't think so. And I really love Narnia, so.
We should get into that.
Definitely.
Okay, so... So there is no actual like standard description of their appearance, which is interesting. There's like regional variations.
Mm-hmm.
So different areas think different things. Or maybe there's just a bunch of different ones and they all look different. I don't know. So some Greek illustrators, they show them with some animal parts, like they'll be hairy all over, like furry, and have horse legs or boar tusks.
So that's so where the centaur comes from.
Yeah, so I guess the centaur, yeah, mm-hmm. is there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, just like the legs, but yeah. they're still humanoid in a way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they have just like these... animal parts. Some people see them as small humans that smell really bad, so they're stinky.
Okay, I don't want that. No stinky.
Yeah.
They don't shower.
I don't think so.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Many Greeks imagine them as tall, black, and hairy with burning eyes, burning like red eyes.
And stinky, that's great.
Yeah. They have like goat or donkey ears, monkey arms and tongues that hang out, and like heads that are huge.
What is going on here?
So yeah, there's like a lot of different variation to what these things look like. Mm-hmm. So they're just like little devil creatures, right?
Yeah, sounds like it.
So yeah, the most common belief is that they're small, like black creatures, and they're humanoid besides their long black tails, and they resemble like little devils.
So, cute.
Yeah, like a little devil mm-hmm. running around. And apparently they're mostly blind.
Okay, I wasn't expecting that.
And if you talk to them, they speak with a lisp.
Oh, well, these guys have a lot of problems.
Yeah, they got a lot going on for them. And they love to eat frogs, worms, and other small creatures.
That's why they smell so bad.
Yeah.
And lizards.
Yeah.
And frogs. Ugh, disgusting.
Yeah. So, and I'll tell you why they kind of smell so bad. Because most of the year, they actually spend their time underground.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So they spend most of the year underground, and they come to the surface only during the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh.
Which is December 25th to January 6th.
Okay.
So the 12 days after Christmas. It's from like the winter solstice and like the 2 weeks after, mm-hmm. basically. And supposedly during this time, which I did not really look up if this is true or just part of the legend, that the sun ceases its seasonal movement. Does it stop for 2 weeks?
No. Like, I mean, I guess I don't really know, but every day gets longer after the winter solstice.
That's
so.
What I would, yeah, that's what I thought. Like, I didn't, but I think what this.
But also, like, I don't know about that part of the world. For us, it, you know, it could be different. Over there. I don't really know. Because, I mean, you know how people, they have, like, full days of darkness in other places.
Not in, like, Greece, though.
Well, true. I don't know anything about Greece's climate other than it's beautiful.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I only know about it from Mamma Mia, so.
Oh, true.
Yeah. So, according to them, basically, like, after the solstice, the days stay the same length for 12 days. Which, okay. you know, may or may not be true.
We'll just say it's true for right now.
Yeah, yeah. So, they come out during this time only, and while they're underground the rest of the year, they are sawing at the trunk of the tree that holds the earth.
Oh, okay.
So, there's, like, a tree of life that, like, holds the earth for, you know, holds it up, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah, these little creatures are down there sawing at it. They're trying to knock it over.
Destroy the earth?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. For what reason?
They're like little devils, like I told you. I don't know.
Yeah, but like they're ruining it for themselves too.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess they just don't care.
Yeah, they don't.
Wow, that's savage.
So, yeah, they're sawing it all year long, and then when the final part of the tree is about to be sawed, like they're so close. Christmas dawns, and then they're able to come to the surface. Because I guess they can't really come any other time of the year because of the sun. And, like, the way... So, like, the sun, like, stopping its seasonal movement or whatever, like, that's what causes them to be able to come up. And so they sort of, like, push it to the side. And they're like, okay, we'll get to this later. Let's go to the surface of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, maybe that's why they're doing it. Because they're mad. They're like, why do we have to stay down here?
That does make sense. They're like, I don't want to be down here, so internet for everybody.
Exactly. I mean,
that's valid.
Petty, but I would do it
petty,
too.
But valid.
So yeah, they sort of push it to the side. They're like, we're going to get back to this later, and they go to the surface. But they sort of forget about this, and actually it puts itself back together. While they're on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
So once they get back down there, they have to start all over again.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
Well, yeah. That's the circle of life, baby.
Yep. So yeah. They go to the surface and they basically wreak havoc for all the mortals, the people on Earth.
Good. Great.
During that time. Yeah.
Love that.
So, okay, this is really unhinged, what I'm about to say.
Okay.
They will, like, the main thing that they do that I've seen, that I saw a lot when I was doing this research, is they steal any child born over the 12 days of Christmas.
What?
So they steal these newborns.
Oh my god.
Basically.
That's extremely unhinged.
And then they turn them into one of them.
No. They're recruiting... It's yeah. Rush week for the devils. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so mean.
Yep. The Calicanthros. So, yeah. They, in order to keep them sort of like at bay, you need to bind your newborns with straw and garlic and place a colander outside your home.
Okay. I have a feeling I know where that's going.
Yeah, honestly, this part of it, the colander.
Yeah.
We've
seen the colander before.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely come up because they have to count all the holes mm-hmm. in the colander.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, I never really got that. Like, when you, there's something else too, like, maybe spilling rice or something, you have to count on the grains of rice, isn't mm-hmm. that?
I remember one story that I told, if you put like a broomstick, they would have to count like each individual broomstick.
Right, yeah. Like the bristles.
Yeah, the bristles.
These creatures, like mythical creatures, just like counting things, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, true.
It's
Or maybe they like they just have like the counting OCD, you know?
Right, yeah, something like that. So yeah, they have to count all the holes. So since they, actually the number 3 is a holy number in Greek. So these creatures, like, they can't say it. So they'll start counting and then they have to start over again. So they basically just
say
keep
one, two,
one, oop. Two. It, yeah, exactly. One,
two. Mm.
So I don't know why they,
why do they even keep trying?
Right, exactly.
Also, can we just skip 3 and just know that 3 is there? Like 1, 2, 4.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm just trying to help them out. Maybe I shouldn't. They're stealing babies. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So these creatures, they are also like creatures of the night, so they can't really be out in daylight. So maybe, honestly, that might be part of the whole being out during the solstice, because, you know, the solstice, the winter solstice is like the longest night of the year, okay, right?
Okay, and you did say that, not in the Greek language, but whatever the other language was, that it translated to vampire.
Yes, yeah, it comes from that word.
So maybe that's why they're called vampires, because they can only come out at night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. So there are a few other things to keep them away, so they don't, like, steal your baby. Mm-hmm. There is a tradition to throw donut-like desserts. Like, there's, like, this certain dessert, which, I mean, it probably has a name, but it was just described as, like, a donut-like dessert that's filled with syrup. So you throw that on your roof.
Oh, okay.
Along with some sausages.
Interesting.
So you throw them on your roof, like some breakfast, I guess. And then you sing, like, this specific song. I unfortunately could not find the song.
Oh, come on.
But there's apparently a song that you sing to keep them away. But I guess it's secret, because I can't find it.
It's kind of giving, like, Christmas caroling and Santa Claus, like, leaving out a snack.
Right, yeah.
But for, like the evil roof version. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, apparently, like, the theory there is that they're going to eat them and then leave and go back to their home underground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, just give them some food and they'll be on their way. I don't know. Another method of protection is to leave a fire burning in the fireplace. Okay. At night, so then they can't enter through the fireplace.
They can't enter any other way?
I mean, they probably could, but, like, in the middle of the night, you probably have your doors locked and stuff.
That's true. They're like, and, yeah, like, we won't even more bother with this one.
Yeah. So they're like, let's keep the fire burning in the fireplace, too, so if he comes in that way, he'll just get burned up. And, mm-hmm, yeah.
So. Also like Santa Claus, because they're trying to come down the chimney.
Yeah. Yeah, true. All the connections here. So, because of this, in some places, the Yule log is burned for the full 12 days.
Mm, that's smart.
Which, I mean, I've definitely heard of people burning a Yule log.
Yeah, me too.
And that makes sense on, like, why you would do it.
For sure. You know?
And this is, again, unhinged, to be honest.
Oh, good.
In other places, people will throw bad-smelling shoes into the fire to repel the creatures. So they're like, let's just make it smell bad in here so they're not going to want to come in. It's like, I don't want to come in either.
Right. Nobody wants to be in there, actually, and mm-hmm, smell. Not only are they stinky shoes, burning stinky shoes. But my question with that is, aren't they themselves stinky? So would they smell the stinky, yes, shoes?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really get that one.
You know, they have to throw a little extra flair, you know?
Mm-hmm. Because wouldn't they want to be around that, you know?
Yeah, the stink. Yeah, they like... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not, though.
Interesting. And the last little thing I have is that you can mark your door with a black cross on Christmas Eve. And burn some incense to keep them away.
Okay.
And it's like, incense? Okay, that makes more sense. And it's not even, like, smelly. So.
Yeah.
I'd rather do that.
Yeah. But are they, like, religious? Why a cross?
I don't know.
Hmm. I mean, I guess they are just little because, demons, so I guess it does kind of make sense.
Yeah. I mean.
Well, yeah, can't let them get repelled. Me.
They're repelled by the sight of God, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, definitely.
Whatever. So, yeah, that is the Calicanceroy.
That's crazy. I love that. Loved it and hated it at the same time, actually. Now, see, what's funny, Savannah, is that I knew one day sooner or later that this would happen to us. I just did. I knew. So we're going to transition right into my story, okay? Because it just merges perfectly along with yours.
Oh, does it?
It sure does. So I have for you the legend of El Duende. So this week we are in Latin America and the Philippines, kind of all over the world in South America, kind of like yours. And So El Duende is a humanoid creature that has been described as similar to gnomes or leprechauns.
Oh my gosh. See, why does everywhere have like similar creatures?
See, you know what I mean? It's so interesting that like yours was on the complete other like hemisphere of the world and mine's on this hemisphere, but it's like the same thing. It's
crazy. Oh my gosh.
It's really crazy.
Maybe because people from that area moved to this area. I don't know.
Maybe. Go ahead.
I don't know. People are just interesting. Like, or, I feel like we just come up with the same things.
Or what if it's just real?
I mean, that's like the main. That's probably like a good argument.
They're just real. Like, if they're everywhere in the world, like, I don't know.
I mean, I've never seen them, but.
Yeah, but they're not in North America.
They're just not here yet. Yeah.
Not yet. Don't come. Honestly, don't come. But yeah, just, you know, as we're getting into the holiday spirit, these creatures have also been called elves. Similar to that in the North Pole, but however, these creatures are not nearly as nice as Santa's elves, as you could have probably already guessed. And also, El Duende in Spanish translates to goblin. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So let's jump right on in, shall we? So I mentioned this legend kind of mostly comes from Latin America, but it also goes to Philippines, Mexico, South America, all that kind of the world. And so this means that there are many variations to the story. And, you know, just as like most legends that we talk about here. So some people will use El Duende as like a warning to their kids, for example. One mom writes that she would tell her kids that El Duende is out there waiting for you right outside of our house. And if you keep being bad, he is going to come and take you away in the middle of the night to his cave in the middle of the forest, where he will hold you captive forever.
Oh my god, that is scary.
Yeah, and you know, as a kid, that would scare me. I would be good too.
Yes, yeah.
Like, that's scary. But that's not even the most popular version of the story. I don't even really truly know which one is the most popular, but the one that I saw the most online, at least, was that El Duende is known to be a small elf-like creature that lives inside of children's bedroom walls.
Oh my god. I could not handle this story as a kid because I would just imagine them in my walls and just be freaked out.
Exactly. And you know, like, how houses settle and like make noises, I'd be like, oh my gosh, it's El Duende. He's right there.
Yes. Like, no, in that wall. Definitely.
Horrifying. So, according to this version of the legend, if a child is misbehaving, El Duende will come up out of the walls and clip the child's toenail. Don't ask me why, okay? This is about to get very unhinged. But for some reason, he's like, I'm going to clip your toenails, which is crazy. But when the Duende clips the toenail, he just so happens to always miss and ends up accidentally cutting off his whole toe.
What? No. No.
So, yeah, you know, that's just another version of the story used as a warning to misbehave kids. But there are other versions that have nothing to do with being bad as a kid. This one, you know, that we're going to transition more to now adults who are also afraid of El Duende. So in the western Honduras area, the Duende is still said to be this goblin creature. But in this version, it only appears to single women. Interesting. Okay. Like in old, like adult single women.
Okay.
And normally these women will see El Duende either on remote roads late at night or in woods, or occasionally they'll even show up to your house. So in this culture, El Duende is said to be an enamorado, which basically means a playboy. So I guess that's why, you know, he's targeting the single women. It would make sense.
Yeah.
So the Duende would offer the woman gifts and wealth, you know, to try to lure her to go with him. And so if they choose to go with him, or no, if they do not choose to go with him, he's going to keep coming back, bring in more gifts. And if that doesn't work, he'll throw rocks at your window, doing anything he can to get your attention. Some stories This is disgusting, okay? Some stories even say women will have, like, cow poop thrown at them, like, while they're just, like walking around outside of their house.
Why?
From the duende, to just try to get their attention.
Oh, my God.
Right. Like, sir, if you're throwing cow poop on me, that's not going to get my attention in a good way. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, no.
Like, the last thing I'm doing is following you if you're throwing poop on me. But, so that's, you know, what goes on. Okay, well, actually, let me continue with this. So, after he's tried all of his ways to try to get you to go with him, and you're still like, no, 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 no. There is a way that you can get him to leave you alone. So, obviously, he wants to impress you with gifts, you know. We already know this fact. So, you have to ask him for an impossible gift, one that he cannot get you. And the most popular thing that women ask for is a woven basket filled to the top with water. And this is because the duende is not going to be able to fill the woven basket with water because there's obviously holes all in a woven basket.
Yeah.
And so he's just going to fill it up and he's going to take it back and it's going to be half empty. And he's just going to have to keep going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And eventually, out of frustration, he's going to give up and move on to his next victim. So,
See, you could also say a colander.
I was going to say, just literally, like, yeah. A colander. Yeah, exactly. Same thing.
Wow. Is there something that you would say that's, like, also impossible?
Bring me Harry Styles.
But he would do it.
And honestly, he could probably get Harry over here. That'd be scary. Honestly, if he got me Harry Styles, I'd go with him. No, I'm just kidding. God. But, okay, so that is all what happens if you choose to not go with him. But for those women who do decide, you know, they fall under his spell and he's able to lure them, they will just literally go with him into the woods doing Lord knows what. And eventually they come back. But all of the women who have came back allegedly from hanging out with a duende come back mute. So, yeah, that's just scary in and of its own. Because, like, they can't talk about what happened. You know, they just silent forever.
Yeah.
So, not good. That one's not good at all. Other variations say that duendes are able to control the weather. Like, some are able to make it snow, rain, or hail. Which is definitely not good. But mostly, these stories are just kind of, like, showing how mischievous these creatures are. They're just down to do anything bad, annoying, not fun. But up until this point, we have only talked about how, like, mean or evil or mischievous versions of El Duende, right? However, some people believe that El Duende is actually considered a good spirit.
So, oh, okay. Interesting.
I know. So those who believe this, they say that El Duende protects lost hikers, children, and even animals in different forests. Yeah, so it's said that if you are, for some reason, lost in the woods, a small human-like creature might come up to you in the woods and lead you back to safety so that you can escape. So, like, if this is the case with the El Duende, I'm cool with them, you know, like, get me out of the woods. I don't want to be lost in the woods. But apparently this is just depending on if they're feeling like they're in a good mood or not that day. So sometimes they help hikers and lost people. Sometimes they don't. You know, still not great.
Interesting. So they're like sort of, they're somewhere in the middle of good and evil.
For sure. Like, they're not like the evilest thing you could imagine, but they're also not great, you know? So, I know I was mentioning earlier how some people believe that they live in, like, the walls of your house. And if this is the case, they have also been known to steal food and move items around your house. Which I would absolutely hate that. And it's funny because I've been watching this show on Hulu. It's called Frogging. And it's about people who live in your house, either in the walls, attic, basement, wherever people can live without being seen.
What?
And then they, like, eat your food and stuff and, like, just live in your house. And that's what this duende is giving.
So, oh my God, there's a whole show about that.
Yeah, and it's called frogging, and it's like a real thing, and people really do it. And it's really horrifying.
That's
And when scary. I lived in Wilmington, we were so afraid that we had a frogger in the attic. You remember. We always thought there was somebody in the attic.
Yeah.
I think I've said it on here before. I guess we'll never know.
Wow. Oh, that creeps me out.
I know. Ew. That's disgusting. I can't. So, you know, I've told you all of these stories about Alduin Day, but I have not described to you what they look like, because unlike your story, mine actually does have a description, and the description I love so much. So Alduin Days, they are often described as having darker skin, pretty much always a man, and very, very, very short stature. And they are said to have clothes on, and the most common outfit is a fully green suit, like fully pants, jacket, everything green. So some stories say that he's wearing the green suit. Some do not say he's wearing a green suit. But one thing that in every story, every single story of Alduin Day, it says that he will always have on either a big hat or a sombrero.
Which, okay.
I mean, that's a vibe, you know? I love a good sombrero. Yeah. Yep. And they also normally have really long beards and really, really long hair, too, underneath the sombrero.
Interesting. Like, honestly, a lot of these descriptors are making me think leprechaun.
I know. And that's, you know, that's one of the words to describe them.
True.
But can you just imagine walking through the woods and seeing this small man in a green suit with a sombrero on with some long hair?
Oh my god, no. I cannot even imagine.
I feel like I would be crazy. So shocked. I would just stand there and freeze.
Yeah. I'd be like, what are you doing here? Like, am I dreaming?
Right. Or... right. Like, what is wrong with me? Like, are you real? Please tell me. So, yeah. That's what Alduin Day looks like. And I will end my story with a personal experience from a woman who lives in Mexico.
Oh, I thought you were about to say a personal experience from myself.
Oh my gosh. Please, I would have started with that if I had a personal experience.
Yeah.
I really wish. Actually, I don't. They kind of scare me a little bit. But anyway, so this lady, she was 40 years old at the time, and no name was given to kind of protect the identity of her family. So I'm just going to call her Maria, because that's what the story called her. And so this story is actually told by Maria's niece. So just know that's the point of view we're going into. So this is basically the story that Maria had told her niece. So
right. Okay.
Maria grew up with the belief that duendes would, she believed in the ones that lived in your house, but specifically that these duendes would mark you in your sleep. And then once they marked you, you would have a few nights before they tried to lure you away into the forest. So kind of another version of all the other ones I said. But if they did lure you into the forest, you were going to be lost forever with no return. So
that is horrifying.
Yeah, that's really bad. That's like the worst one, except for the toe cutting off one. That one's pretty bad too. But anyway, Maria woke up one morning and she told her mom that she was afraid that she had been marked by Alduin Day. But her mom was like, come on, you know that's not a real story. Please, like, just blah, blah, blah. Just go do, live your life. You know that's not real. Which is a very typical mom response.
Mm-hmm. You know?
But.
Yeah, definitely.
However, 3 nights after she told her mom that she had thought that she was marked, Maria disappeared. And never to this day have they found her. And her entire family have spent years and years looking, but nothing was ever found. And the family fully believes that Alduin Day did this to her. And yeah, they stand by it to this day.
What?
Yeah.
That is horrible. What?
Yeah, it's really horrible. It really is. It really is.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, I just kind of hope that maybe she ran away and is living her best life out there, but I don't know.
Yeah, like, maybe she just said that to give them notice, like,
I'm about to
disappear. Yeah. Like, if I disappear, it's because of them.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, she ran away.
I just really hope, because I just don't want the Duende to get anybody, you know?
Yeah.
Horrifying. Yeah. But, so, yeah, that is the legend of El Duende. And to be honest, unless I'm hiking and lost and come across one that's in a really good mood, I'm good. I don't need to see any Duendes in my life.
Yeah. No. I don't need to see any of these little creatures.
No. No elves, no leprechauns, no goblins. I'm good. Thank you, though. Like, thanks. I'm good. And you know what? They might be small, but why are they so scary? Like, how are they so scary yet so small? Like, we could probably, like, step, like, kick them. You know?
I mean, maybe, like, yeah. I don't know. Described
as very small.
I just don't.
I don't know. We're fine.
Just because they have, like, magical powers and stuff, that's what gets me.
Yeah.
It's like, they're scary.
And they're also just mean. Like,
yes, and mean.
Like, why are you causing so much destruction for no reason?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and at least your story, like, they kind of had a reason to be mad. They're stuck underground for most of the year. But, like, what did El Duendes have to deal with? Nothing.
Right.
They're just mean for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Hate it. But I loved how our little story's connected with the little elves and the little goblins.
I know. That's so crazy.
So, like, cute.
That's literally, like... Yeah,
I know.
So similar.
It was eating me up on the inside the whole time you were telling your story.
Yeah. I started describing mine. You're like, oh my God, what?
Oh, the second you said it, I was like, oh. I was like, yep. I was like, as long as she doesn't say the same place, I think we're good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny. But definitely go check out our Instagram to see some renderings of these little creatures. You're definitely going to want to. I saw some really creepy ones of El Duende, so...
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, please. And also, if you want to check out our Spotify Wrapped, it came out. I think we have it posted on our Instagram.
Yes.
So go look at that. And yeah, apparently our most listened to episode in 2023 was the Electric Girl and the Bull Street Asylum. So
yeah. If that was a good one.
It is a good one. If you haven't listened to that one, go listen to it. Because you got to follow what the crowd likes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah, it was really fun looking at the Wrapped this year. Because, I don't know, it's just cool to see how we've grown and, like, to see who, like, our audience is. Like, apparently, which I knew this, that most of our audience is in the U.S.
Uh-huh,
but,
yeah.
It also said that our second, like, the second country is the UK, and they're, like, on the rise. Like, more people are listening. So, if you're in the UK and listening, thank you so much. Shout out.
For real. Shout out. And also, shout out to our fans who had Mysteries, Myths, and Legends as their number one podcast in 2023. That's big.
Yes. Yeah, shout out.
Shout out to y'all. Love y'all.
Tag us on Instagram.
Do it. Do it forever and always. With peace and love. but, yeah. I guess, other than that, I don't really have much else this week. What about you, Savannah?
I think that's it.
Okay, well then I guess we will see you guys next week.
Cue the music.